So that's, we started in Priory Road and eventually moved to Queen Edith's Way. I started off at the Brunswick, and we used to walk along the river to the Brunswick, which is convenient. And then I went to, in those days it was called the Central, which is now Parkside. Boys one side by the Peace and girls up the other end, as it were. It was split in two. And eventually, so half my school career was there and the other half was Queen Edith's Way. We were first, you know, moving up to Queen Edith's Way. It became the Boys Grammar School then. And the Netherhall Secondary Modern, as it was called in those days, was the other side. Combined them eventually after I'd left. I left school at 16 in 1959, so I was about 3 years at the Queen Edith's one and the previous at the Parkside, 56 roughly.
Which house in Queen Edith's Way did you move to?
Almost opposite the school. There were some modern houses built, and my father was the first person to live there, you know.
Can you remember the number?
There was a builder opposite called Sandall, and he built them. And 213. Right. If you went to the foot of our garden, there was a wonderful field that was uninterrupted over to Cherry Hinton Hall and Cherry Hinton Road, so you could use it as a shortcut, you know, because it was just a field.
Great, you were supposed kids to be play in. At the limit of the Green Belt.
Yes, my father was promised this was Green Belt, which of course inevitably wasn't. You've heard of Harold Ridge and the builder. He bought the land, he built a huge estate, and he built the Netherhall School on it. That's it. There used to be a lovely thatched cottage, which was derelict, admittedly, which owned the land. I then went, I got a job at the Shire Hall in the architects department, and I stuck that for 6 months. It was unbelievably boring. The council in those days used to employ at least two people to do one job. So by lunchtime, 10 o'clock, or sorry, 12 o'clock, I'd finished, got no work to do. I got so bored, it was unbelievable.